Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a part that, while it might seem small, but it really punches above its weight, especially if you're into Mercedes-Benz G-Wagons. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the oil control valve solenoid, the OCV solenoid.
That's right.
What's the big deal with this this little component?
Well, it's pretty crucial, actually. We've got some really interesting details here based on work done at Autoscope. They're a European car repair shop, Dallas and Plano areas. And our goal today, really, is to understand why this part is so vital for a G-Wagon's engine. What are the signs, maybe subtle ones, that something's up?
And what can you actually do about it, like preventatively?
Exactly. How to potentially avoid the whole issue.
So for you listening in, maybe you own a G-Wagon, maybe you just appreciate how cars work, or, you know, maybe you just like learning stuff. This deep dive, it's really about giving you a focused look at a specific car issue, help you spot trouble early, and maybe pick up some smart maintenance habits along the way.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's get into it then. Our source material, it kicks off with a case study. A specific G-Wagon that came into the shop. Tell us about that one. What was going on?
Yeah, this was interesting. So this G-Wagon shows up, and it's got this, like, cluster of symptoms, not just the check engine light, which is common enough.
Right.
But the owner also mentioned the idle was rough, noticeably so. And maybe more telling, a real lack of power, especially, you know, when accelerating from low speeds or from a stop.
Oh, okay.
Plus, fuel efficiency wasn't great, had dipped, apparently.
Wow.
And these, like, occasional little hesitations from the engine, almost like a stutter.
Hmm. So a few different things all happening at once makes you wonder what connects them like.
Precisely. What's the common thread there?
Yeah, a check engine light alone could be anything. But those specific performance issues, rough idle, low power, hesitation, that starts to paint a clearer picture. The source said this pointed towards the variable valve timing system, the VVT.
Exactly.
So what did the initial checks show? Did they look at other things first?
Well, the first step is usually the diagnostic scan, right? And sure enough, it pulled up VVT-related trouble codes.
Okay, so that's a strong clue.
It is a very strong indicator. But, you know, a good tech doesn't just stop there. They think about other possibilities, too. Things like airflow problems, maybe, fuel delivery issues, could even be a faulty sensor somewhere else.
Sure, lots of variables.
But the specific pattern of those codes, plus what the owner described, especially that power loss at low RPMs, it really zeroed in on the VVT system, which naturally leads you to suspect components within that system, like the OCV solenoid.
Okay, so the OCV solenoid moves to the top of the suspect list. Now, for those of us maybe not elbow deep in engines all the time, can you break down what this solenoid actually does, its job inside the engine?
Okay, yeah. Think of the engine valve's intake and exhaust opening and closing. That timing is like choreography. The variable valve timing system, or VVT, lets the engine change that choreography on the fly, depending on, you know, how fast you're going, how hard you're accelerating.
Adapting.
Exactly. And the OCV solenoid, it's like a very precise little gatekeeper. It controls the flow of engine oil, oil pressure specifically, to the parts that physically adjust the camshafts.
Camshafts control the valves.
Correct. So by controlling that oil flow, the OCV solenoid lets the engine fine-tune the valve timing for idling, for cruising, for hard acceleration. It optimizes for each situation.
Yeah.
And that's how you get that balance. You know, good power, decent fuel efficiency, lower emissions. It's all interconnected.
Got it. So it's like the conductor for the engine's breathing, making sure everything happens at the right moment.
That's a great analogy, actually.
So if the conductor messes up, if this OCV solenoid fails or gets clogged, what happens in the real world?
Well, if it can't direct that oil flow properly, maybe it's an electrical fault, or, and this is more common, it's just gunked up with oil sludge or debris,
mm-hmm.
then the camshafts, they can't get to where they need to be when they need to be there. The timing gets thrown off.
The engine's rhythm is disrupted.
Exactly. And the result is, well, it's what that G-Wagon driver felt.
Mm-hmm.
Sluggish performance, right?
Yeah.
Especially pulling away. Emissions go up too, because the engine isn't running efficiently. And potentially, if you ignore it for too long, it could even put extra stress on other engine parts because everything's out of sync. It's not like immediate engine death, but it's definitely not healthy long term.
Right. Makes sense. Okay, let's go back to that specific G-Wagon in Dallas. The Autoscope source, it had some good details on the diagnostics. What tests did they actually run to confirm it was the OCV solenoid and not something else?
Yeah, they were methodical. First, standard electrical checks. They used a multimeter to test the resistance inside the solenoid itself.
checking its internal wiring, basically.
Pretty much. Then they check the signals coming to the solenoid from the engine's computer, the ECU. Mm-hmm. Make sure it was getting the right power, the right ground signal.
Okay.
And here's the interesting part in this case. The electrical side checked out fine. Resistance was normal. Power and ground signals were good. So the solenoid was basically getting the command to work.
But it wasn't working properly.
Exactly. Which strongly pointed towards a mechanical problem inside the solenoid itself, mm-hmm. not electrical. And crucially, they also looked at the oil, the condition and level.
Ah, the oil again.
Yep. The finding was essentially that even though it was getting the right voltage, the solenoid's internal valve mechanism was stuck, physically stuck.
Yeah.
And the likely cause, contaminants, gunk from the oil.
So like you said, more of a plumbing issue inside that tiny part caused by dirty oil.
That's the conclusion they reached, yeah.
So how did they fix it? What was the actual repair?
Well, the direct fix was replacing the faulty OCV solenoid. They put in a new one. And the source mentioned they specifically used a genuine Mercedes part, which is generally recommended for compatibility and, you know, correct function.
Makes sense. But just replacing the part wouldn't fix the root cause, right? The dirty oil.
Exactly right. So they didn't stop there. They also did a full engine oil flush, really clean things out, and of course put in a new oil filter along with fresh oil. That step is absolutely critical.
To stop the new one from getting clogged up too.
Precisely. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for the same problem down the road.
Yeah.
And the report from Autoscope, it said basically right after the new solenoid went in, the oil was changed, codes cleared, the engine idle smoothed out straight away. Throttle response was noticeably better. That immediate change really highlights how sensitive the engine is to this part working correctly.
Wow, yeah. That quick turnaround really drives the point home. Okay, now the source material included some really practical advice, a pro tip, as they called it, for G-Wagon owners, obviously, but probably good advice for anyone, really. What's the number one preventative step?
It really boils down to something we talk about a lot in car care, but it's especially true here. Regular oil changes. And specifically, using a high-quality, fully synthetic oil that meets the manufacturer's specs.
So the old advice is still the best advice?
In this case, absolutely. The evidence strongly suggests that dirty oil, or oil that started to break down chemically from heat and use, that's the main reason these OCV solenoids fail. Over time, you get sludge, tiny particles, debris, basically.
Yeah.
And those tiny passages inside the solenoid, they just get blocked.
Makes them stick.
Makes them stick, makes them sluggish,
yes.
Or just causes them to fail outright, just like in that G-Wagon case study.
So this specific issue with a high-end vehicle like a G-Wagon, it actually points to a much bigger, more universal idea about taking care of any car, doesn't it?
It really does. If you kind of zoom out from this specific case, the big lesson here for listeners, no matter what you drive, is about paying attention to those early signs.
Don't ignore the little things.
Right. That check engine light, yeah, maybe it's nothing major. But that little hesitation you feel, that slight dip in fuel economy, often that's your car telling you something isn't quite right. Maybe it's a small component like this OCV solenoid. Catching these things early, getting them checked out, it can often save you from much bigger headaches and bigger repair bills later on.
Yeah, being proactive. It's not just about following the maintenance schedule blindly, but also listening to your car.
Exactly. Regular maintenance isn't just a suggestion from the manufacturer. It's genuinely key to keeping any vehicle running well for a long time.
Absolutely. Okay, so to kind of wrap up our deep dive today on the Mercedes G-Wagon's OCV solenoid, what's the main thing you want people to remember?
I think the key takeaway is this, that oil control valve solenoid, yeah, it's small, but it's absolutely vital for your engine's performance and efficiency, especially with modern engines using variable valve timing. And the biggest factor influencing its health, it really comes down to the oil. Keep the oil clean, use the right stuff, change it on schedule.
Simple, but critical.
Very critical. It's the best defense against this kind of problem.
That sums it up perfectly. And just a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. We focused today on one specific part and one specific type of vehicle, but that core idea, proactive maintenance, understanding the signals your car sends, that applies everywhere. So maybe think about it. What other seemingly small parts in your car might have a surprisingly big impact on performance, on longevity? Definitely something worth considering, isn't it? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.